The best of seven National Hockey League Stanley Cup Finals open in Detroit tonight, featuring two very different teams. The Detroit Red Wings, best team in the league during the regular season, face the Carolina Hurricanes, a team that came out of the lightly regarded Southeast Division and had to defeat several favored teams to reach the finals. Michael Farber is with Sports Illustrated Magazine. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Wings are not a surprise, but how did Carolina get there?
Well, they beat a bunch of depleted teams by playing a neutral zone trap, which is essentially stopping the opposition at center ice as often as possible, creating turnovers, and going in and scoring. It is not elegant hockey, but it's the best the Eastern Conference can produce, and the Hurricanes are a prohibitive underdog against Detroit.
So it's not going to work against Detroit.
No, I don't think it can. I've been trying to concoct a scenario by which the Canes can be competitive, and I really can't come up with one. People point to the Super Bowl and say, well, look at New England, but then it isn't a best-of-seven Super Bowl.
Best hockey match I saw this year was in Salt Lake City.
You know, everyone says that, Bob, but unfortunately you can't take the Olympic experience and grow it till it fits an 80-plus game National Hockey League schedule and 2 months of playoffs. It just won't work. You could make the National Hockey League similar to the Olympics, but you'd have to contract to six teams from 30, play a two-week schedule, and throw a bunch of flags in.
Remember when the NHL had six teams?
It did, and it was a regional sport, two in Canada, four in the northern and mostly northeastern United States. But the National Hockey League's footprint has now included non-traditional areas, including Carolina. Fans have embraced it, albeit perhaps in the short term, with a fervor that is absolutely frightening, a reminder that the most zealous are often the most recently converted.
Well, the league had a real milestone this year, the first black scoring champion?
Yes, Jerome Iginla of the Calgary Flames. He's actually mixed race. His mother is white. His father was from Nigeria. He grew up in the city of Edmonton. And hockey, at least in the context of North American sports, certainly is the most worldly. We have players from all over. And the black player has been making an impact in the National Hockey League perhaps longer than people realize. Grant Fuhr of the Edmonton Oilers, the very good teams there in the 1980s, is black. And the black player is certainly in the last 4 or 5 years has been significant. There are some terrific ones, including Anson Carter and Mike Greer, who's one of the rare American-born blacks. His father was involved with the National Football League, and he gravitated towards hockey. So hockey really has become a world game, and it's reflected in what's going on in the National Hockey League.
And it'll be Detroit in five games or six?
Well, it's a series of the Canes versus men with Canes. And this is a very old Detroit team, but it could go four and five because Carolina simply doesn't have the weapons to compete with Detroit.
Thank you.
Okay.
Michael Farber is a senior writer for Sports Illustrated.